Connor Clifton, and while I do not attend Houston City Council meetings and take notes, I do produce this podcast. Emily is on vacation, so I am filling in. Today's notes are from the City Council meeting on January 11th, 2022. First up, the Mayor's Report. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and Mayor Turner acknowledged all of the school board members across the greater Houston area, saying they are on the front line of COVID-19 and thanking them for their service. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is highly contagious, and everyone who is able needs to get fully vaccinated ASAP. All city employees are required to A, be vaccinated, or B, get tested bimonthly. Failure to comply will result in disciplinary action. There are over 600 city employees out right now due to COVID-19, 350 municipal, 200 at HPD, and less than 100 at Houston Fire Department. Please be patient with the city because this affects everything. There are 5 mega testing sites for COVID-19. Visit HoustonEmergency.org for info. Lines are not as bad and test results are coming in quicker. Mayor Turner said the best way we can protect those who are unable to get vaccinated, like BBs under 5, is for everyone else to do so. The MLK Day Parade will be Monday, January 17th. The Grand Marshal is Vanessa White, Director of NASA. Mayor Turner sent well wishes to all participants in Saturday's Chevron Marathon. That's today. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo will be February 28th through March 20th. Houston and Harris County received additional funding from the federal government for our rent relief program and will target those currently in eviction proceedings first. Moving on to some agenda items. Agenda item 14 approved a $300,000 contract with Harris County for the District G special election to fill Greg Travis's seat, since he is leaving to run for the Texas House. It will pay for polling locations, election personnel, and administrative costs. I just think it's funny for such a critic of government spending to cost us $300,000 since he decided he doesn't want the job anymore. That's funny, right? Agenda item 16 approved appropriating $40 million, that's right, $40 million, from the Airports Improvement Fund to reimburse Axiom Space Incorporated for, quote, an aerospace operations and technology facility at Houston Spaceport at Ellington Airport, end quote. As I understand it, Axiom will lease 10.7 acres at Houston Spaceport for, quote, a high bay building for space station modules, followed by other facilities including integration labs, manufacturing area, maintenance hangar, bonded storage, and office space, end quote. Some of which they will get reimbursed for out of that $40 million we just approved. Councilmember Dave Martin of District E said this will be the third facility at the spaceport and could not say enough nice things about the spaceport in general. He is Team Spaceport. Spaceport will bring about 2,000 high-paying jobs to the area, specifically targeting students at local universities and colleges. Councilmember Martha Castix Tatum of District K said that a detailed report on this item is available on the Economic and Development Committee website. Councilmember Ed Pollard of District J tagged agenda items 18 and 19, so they were not voted on today. I want to pivot to agenda item 13, aka the drama of the day, a sleeper hit in which things get political. Agenda item 13 approved a $3.9 million contract with Lopez Negrete Communications to, quote, promote testing and vaccinations to prevent widespread COVID-19 infections within the schools and the community, end quote. This contract uses grant money from the federal government. There was much discussion, and not all of it was friendly. Things got political. Councilmember at large, Mike Knox, began by saying he would like to tag this item, but it is, quote, untaggable, end quote, because of a CDC deadline of January 15th. He took issue with Lopez Negrete and said that they did an abysmal job for the city during the census. He also seemed to cast doubt on the efficacy of a marketing campaign, saying, quote, if you are still unaware of COVID, you are just living under a rock, end quote. Mayor Turner explained that the CDC granted emergency authorization for the distribution of these funds until January 15th, and if this vote is delayed, that means the city would have to go through a regular RFP, or request for proposal, process, which takes a minimum of 3 months. He argued that due to the incredible spike in COVID-19 cases, we simply cannot afford to wait. He pointed out that the health department has worked with Lopez Negrete on COVID-19-related projects and is requesting them again, implying we should honor their experience and expertise. Mayor Turner suggested that council pass this item in order to secure the funding from the CDC, but before any of it is spent, Lopez Negrete will engage with the Quality of Life Committee to make sure everyone feels comfortable with the plan going forward. Councilmember Knox reiterated his displeasure at giving such a large contract to a company that has underperformed when Mayor Turner reminded him that Lopez Negrete has been working successfully with the health department on COVID-19-related projects. CM Knox asked, how can that be true when there are still so many people in communities of color who are not vaccinated and not getting tested? Councilmember Tiffany Thomas of District F expressed similar hesitations because council didn't get the information on this item until after lunch the day before, which is just not enough time. She pointed to the large African and Chinese populations in District F and said there is no mention of how to engage with them in the contract. Mayor Turner reminded everyone that at the start of December, Houston's COVID-19 positivity rate was 4%, and today it is 38%. Wow, just wow. He said, quote, the virus has its own timeline, end quote, and we must act now to secure this funding and move forward ASAP, or the point will be moot. Councilmember Abby Kamen of District C said it's difficult to hear people, she said people, but she meant CM Knox, refuse money that can help save people's lives while they themselves refuse to take basic steps to protect themselves and others, like getting vaccinated and wearing a mask. It should be noted that Councilmember Knox does not wear a mask at council meetings, along with Councilmembers Travis and Michael Kubosh. She said that Lopez Negrete and this marketing initiative can help fight the spread of misinformation. She also pointed out that 80% of eligible youth in Houston are not vaccinated, and this item can help educate families. CM Travis told CM Kamen she is virtue signaling. He said this company has proven themselves to be worthless during the census campaign and that, quote, they suck, end quote. Ever the wordsmith, Greg Travis. He wants to see money go to therapeutics that can actually help people. Mayor Turner popped in again to say that Lopez Negrete has been working well with the health department on COVID-related issues. He also pointed out that Houston has been doing well comparatively in the battle against COVID-19, and it would behoove us to listen to the health department. Councilmember Tarsha Jackson of District B asked if she can get a list of the subcontractors that Lopez Negrete plans to work with so she can make sure they are working with organizations in the communities that need the most help. Councilmember Robert Gallegos of District I really came to the defense of Lopez Negrete, responding angrily to Councilmembers Knox and Travis's accusation that they mishandled the census campaign. Gallegos started out by specifically saying, let me remind my conservative colleagues, that's a direct quote, that it was the governor who refused to spend any money on getting the census done. So it fell to cities to bear the burden. Until, of course, the governor saw that rural communities were not returning their census forms, which is when he then authorized $15 million of COVID-19 money to get the word out. He suggested the true blame for underperformance in census results lay with the governor and his Republican allies. Councilmember at large, Letitia Plummer, hopes that Lopez Negrete will ask why people are not getting vaccinated and adjust their messaging in layman's terms. She also said that COVID-19 has been a nightmare for small businesses and we need to be proactive and not reactive with future measures. Councilmember Martin agreed with critiques of this item, but said he thought the mayor's compromise of not spending any of the money until the plan is vetted by the Quality of Life Committee is fair. CM Pollard pointed out that there is a 30-day termination clause in the contract, so it can be terminated if the city is not happy with Lopez Negrete's performance. When asked who gets to decide if the contract should be terminated, City Attorney Arturo Michel said that it is the decision of the mayor and department head, so it is completely out of council's hands. Councilmember at large, Sally Alcorn, outlined some of what the proposal includes, which I appreciated because I don't have access to those details. She said the contract does not explicitly focus on children, even though that is what the mayor said that it will be used for, and it includes $3.2 million for media buys, aka advertisements, and $100,000 for research and strategy, including focus groups. She added that research and focus groups are extremely important, but take time, and as this item is so time-sensitive, she hopes things will be able to get done fast enough. When CM Plummer asked about the mechanics of what would happen if council decides they aren't satisfied after the Quality of Life meeting, Mayor Turner said that he is only committing to holding off on spending the money until after that meeting, which basically means this money is getting spent regardless. He's just being nice and letting council weigh in before it does. It was a laughable moment and a nice reminder of our strong mayor system. Agenda item 13 passed with council members Kubash, Amy Peck of District A, Thomas, Knox, and Plummer voting no, which is a strange alliance. The Quality of Life Committee meeting, where this item will be addressed, is on January 20th at 10 a.m. Finally, some council member pop-offs. Many council members wished Representative Sheila Jackson Lee a happy birthday. Councilmember Martin mentioned the tornadoes in Humble over the weekend and asked people to call 311 to request storm debris pickup and to notify his office by email at districte@houstontexas.gov so they can follow up. Councilmember Castix Tatum plugged the next Economic Development Committee meeting on January 19th. Councilmember Gallegos congratulated Hobby Airport on their recent 5-star rating from International Air Transport Rating Agency, Skytrax. Hobby is the first airport in North America to receive the distinction. Wow. Only 16 airports across the world have been rated 5-star, and Hobby is only the 5th one outside of Asia. Double wow. Very prestigious. I love Hobby Airport. This rules. Councilmember Peck said that there was also a tornado in Spring Branch and commended recent drainage improvements for preventing structural flooding. She also plugged a virtual hearing on January 18th for a proposed landfill in Carverdale. Councilmember Pollard outlined a heavy trash supplement initiative in District J to help alleviate the city's solid waste woes, which he is funding with some of his District J service funds. Each councilmember is allotted a set amount of money each year. District J residents can sign up by January 15th by calling his office at 832-393-3015 or by visiting the District J website at houstontexas.gov/council/J. There will also be 7 dumpsters set up throughout the district, and he made sure to say they will be checking IDs. So, other districts, don't you dare try and bring your trash in. You will be caught. And that's it. That was the meeting. I want to thank all of our Patreon supporters. It means a lot to us that you feel like this project is worth spending money on, because there is a lot out there that you can spend your money on. So thank you for choosing the Emily Takes Notes team. The Patreon is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes, and if you are able, we really appreciate it. You can find resources for this episode, including where to watch city council meetings and how to find your city council member, in the show notes as well. This week's episode was recorded and produced by me, Connor Clifton, and it has music from Joe Wozni. The city council meeting was attended, and the notes were written by Emily Hines. That's it for this week. I'm Connor Clifton, filling in for Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.